We are learning Masechtas Adarim Daf Ayin Aleph and Omid Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of the Omid, the brand new Mishnah. Nodra v'yarusa. If she made an Eda while she's Arusa, and at this point, the father and the Baal could be made for the Neda, but Nisgar Shabbai V'yayim, on that day, she got divorced. And Nisgar Shabbai V'yayim, he got remarried to someone else the same day. She got married to someone else the same day. She had a second husband on the same day. I feel a may, even to 100. Avia or Baila Akram if you're in the Reha. The father and the last Baal could be made for the Neder. Zaklal, Koshliyot or Rishus Atzma Sha'achas. Anytime she didn't go into her own Rishus, which means she didn't leave the father's Rishus either by becoming a Begeris or getting an Asuin. Avia Baila Akram if you're in the Reha. Which means like this, that if she already was, she was an Asuin, since she leaves the father's Rishos, or a Begeres, she leaves the father's Rishos. So once she gets divorced, now she's back into own Rishos. But here, when she got divorced, she was still in her father's Rishos. So now, when she gets engaged again, the Kedushin again that day, so now, it just the second Aris moves into the place of the first Aris, and they both will be made for a Rishotvis. And why does it say that, when the Skarsha Boy B'yoyim, why does it be that day? So there could be two reasons for that. Either because if the father heard it and didn't make hafara yet, so then if the next day is when she gets accused of someone else, it's already the neder already was hukam, because the father gets the sreikna after the gerushin, and the father didn't make hafara. So you pass the whole day without hafara, there's hakama. There's another tzad also, that if the husband heard about it and died the next day, and or had a gerushin the next day, also, same thing, will be akama as well. There'll also be akama as well. So that's the...
The father heard about it while Rav was alive. He's made for it.
He's made for it, yeah.
And then the Baal died.
Right.
And then she got re-engaged.
The Gemara will talk about Shukais. The Gemara will talk about Shukais. There, the father's hafara is still kayam. And what happens when the husband dies? If the husband dies and there's no other husband... So we had it before, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If you can have Nisroikna on a neder that's cut in half, if your old Megas guy is, so then you could be Yerush the other half. According to Beis Hillel, where it's Miklash Kol, you can't be. Well, so we'll see that in the Gemara, a little different case. But that's Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We have a little different case in our Gemara. In the case where the Aris Akram comes in, we'll see the Gemara, we'll talk about that. So Zog to Gemara. Menoloin the Aris Akron made for the Dorm Shnir L'Aris Rishon. How do you know the Aris Akron is made for the Dorm Shnir L'Aris Rishon? Now, it didn't say anywhere in the Mishnah really that it was Nir L'Aris Rishon. It doesn't say Meforish. But, like the Ran speaks out, Shmuel had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that when the Tana says, Boy B'yoyim, it's because the Shmias Aris. The Aris heard about it. And if the Aris would have died the next day or made a Gerishon the next day, it would have been Hakama. And that's how he's learning the Mishnah, that the Oris did hear about it. That's why it has to be Bavi Yoyim. Else the Oris has to be Bavi Yoyim. That's a Shmuel out of Kabbalah. And therefore Shmuel has a question, Menolon, and Shmuel's to say, Apshat. It's funny, it should say, Omar Shmuel, this halacha, then Menolon. Why is it Menolon and Omar Shmuel? The Ran says, we have a precedent like that in the Gemara Bar Metzia as well, by Rav Yitzchak, Vakama, Rav Yitzchak, or Rav Yitzchak talking, Ayin Cham, the Gemara Bar Metzia. So it's just a thing. But Menolon, the Oris, Akhre, Mefin, the Dorm, Shmuel, Oris, Rishon, is really Shmuel's Hanacha that he had with Kabbalah from his Rebbe. That even the Oris, even though it was Niru already to the Oris Rishon, means the Oris Rishon heard the Neder, still, if he gets divorced, the second Oris could come along and be made for the Neder. And how do you know that? Omar Shmuel, Omar Kra, Mahayu Siel Ish, Unadareha Leha, Nadarim Shahayu Aleha Kvar, Nadarim that you already have from before, the Hayu Siel Ish, the second Ish, could be made for that. So tomorrow, what's the Raya? Dilma Hani Milshanil Aris Rishon. Maybe Chitam Nadar Aleha means Nadarim that she had from before. We know that Oris is made for Bekoidman. That means, let's say, while she's a single girl, she makes a neder, and she's still an Ira, where her father could do it, and her father doesn't do anything, or didn't hear about it yet, and then she gets engaged with Kedushin. The halacha is that both the father and the husband can make for the neder, because made for Bekoidman, even though it's before. But who said that it's Nirul Oris Rishon, the Oris Akron could do it? Who said that much? How many so Nirul Oris Rishon? I mean, Nirul Oris Rishon, Loi Matzi Meifer. How do you know? Loi Matzi Meifer, Oris Akron. And for the Gemara, Aleha Kro Yiseiru. The words, Udareha Aleha, is an extra pasuk. I can ask me, what do you mean? I need a Dara Aleha for Meifer Bekoidman. We just said that there's a level of kaidim, which means it's a neder before they got engaged. But who said even nirul aretz rishon, even that? So Rush says, different maskal alah kray seru, says the avamotzel mikhtav could have said in the pasuk mahayu seal ish unudareha, not the word aleha, unudareha, oy miftos fasa asha osra al nafsha. And Zokta Rosh, Vavashamina Mine, you would have learned from there the Oros Mefa Bekoidman, Midakama Asha Osura, the Mashmal Shaava. That's Mashmal Shaava, Asha Osma Shaava. So you would have known that. Why is it in the Dereha Aleha? The extra Aleha says, even if Niru La Oros Rishon, which means the Oros Rishon heard this already, and Maestri, he didn't do anything, and he died that day, he was in Skarash that day, the second Oros comes in and saves the day and can be made for it. He could go B'makim of the Oros Rishon. So that's how we know that Shmuel's makar to this halacha. And Shmuel's chiddush, that even though Nirul Aris Rishon, Aris Ach, he learned that he had a Kabbalah as found the Mishnah, that even by Nirul Aris Rishon, the Aris Achron could still be made for the Neder. Now the Gemara says, Tanyanko I say to Shmuel, bring a raya to Shmuel. And this is one of the rayas that Shmuel is not just saying a pasuk. Because if you're just saying a pasuk, this Tanyanko I say is going to bring a raya to the halacha. Zokteran, what do you mean? If Shmuel's whole idea was the pasuk and the first thing was a hanacha pshuta, so what's Tanyank Vazed to Shmuel? And why is it better than the Mishnah? Teretz is, we're saying Shmuel's really is the chiddush that our Mishnah's talk about even Nerul Aris Rishon, and that halacha is still the Aris Achron takes it over. And we're going to bring a raya to that halacha from Shmuel. From the Braisa. A riot of Shmuel's halacha from the Braisa. Tanyaka Vazed Shmuel. Now, this Braisa has two cases, and the riot will be from one of the cases, and it'll be riot of Fibes Hillel maybe. So let's see. We're going to go, the Ran has two Pshatim in this Braisa, Kedarka Bekaidish, and that's why if you turn the page, you'll see a huge Ran. But we're going to go with the Ran's second Pshat, and maybe we'll speak out the Ran's first Pshat. We'll see. Tanyaka Vazed Shmuel. Naira hamarasa avia bialam fina derel. We know the halacha is that a naira who has kedushin hamarasa, she has erisin. The halacha is that the shutvis avia bialam fina derel. Okay, it's at shama avia hafala. Let's say the father heard the neder and he said nothing doing. I'll be made for it. But hispik abal shmaya, the baal did not hear it yet. Ad shemes until he died. And it's arsa by biyoyim. And that day she got a kedushin from a new person. The father and the baila achron mefir in the reha. So that's halacha number one. Halacha number one is that the father made a hafara, lahispik abala shmaya, and then she got re-engaged today. The halacha is that avia baila achron mefir in the reha, which means the second orus finishes off the case. It finishes off the case. Why?
Why does that have to be
boy biyoim? Why does it have to be in this case by Yom? In this case, the Chayra, it wouldn't have to be by Yom. The Chayra, it wouldn't have to be by Yom. I hear what you're saying. It wouldn't have to be by Yom. In this case, live dafka the because so the Ran speaks out. Mishmalchik tani by Yom. Dinis aris of Yom she'achrav kivin she'mesa bal nesreiker shlav loy hafa by Yom kamen nedri. Yes, the Ran says pshat. Sorry, the Ran says pshat. The reason why it has to be by Yom is like this because loch is a shreikna. Pashut. Loch is a shreikna. The loch is by nesreiker, which means like this: when the husband died. I know, he was made for it. He didn't make for her, his chelik yet. When he was made for it, the aura is still alive. Right. So the other chelik wasn't made for yet. So if he would die, if he died that day, and they didn't get engaged that day, then the halacha would be that there's a hakama. Why? Because now what happens, the aura's half goes to the father. And the father knows about the neder. The father wasn't made for the neder. So then you have a hakama. So you have a hakama, therefore the case is, yeah. What?
He didn't die.
Father didn't die, the Baal died. The Baal died, the father's still alive. And therefore, he has to be made for the Baal's chelik. And if that's why it has to be the Nisar Sabay B'yayim. Yeah, the Nisar Sabay B'yayim has to be that day, because if not, there was a hakama by the father. So that's case number one. Case number two is, Shama Baila V'hafala, the Baal made hafara, for hispik ha'av l'shmoya ha'chemes ha'baal. The father did not hear it yet, but the Baal died. The Baal died. When the Baal dies, we know from before that the Hafara falls off. So Choyza Av Mefer Chelik Shel Baal. The Av has to be Mefer Chelik Shel Baal. And number two is, he has to be Mefer his own Chelik as well. That the Ran speaks out, Lav Dafka, just the Mefer Chelik Shel Baal. He has to do his own thing as well. He didn't do it yet. But it means is, not only, like the Ran says, Chitani Mefer Chelik Shel Baal, Ech Hanam, the Chelik Atzmei Gamkin Yofer Av. But that's possible because he didn't do it yet. But like upon him, he has to redo the husbands. That's the second halacha. Ach meis habal, choyz meis habal. So, Omer Rav Nosson, Hein hein divrei Beis Shammai, aber b'sil oimrim ein yachol lahafer. Which means, if you're around second pshat, both of these halachas are l'fi Beis Shammai, l'fi Beis Hillel, b'sil oimrim ein yachol lahafer. They cannot be mefer. But my pligi, what's the beer machlokes? What's the beer in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? But my commit by pligi, what's the machlokes? So as we see the machlokes, we'll explain why one Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai savrei nedarim nami sheniru la'aris nesreikna l'rishus la'av, which means like this. That's going on the case number two. Case number two is that with shama baila v'hafala lahispik av shmaya chamesa baal. So choyza av v'chalik shabal means, and even if she gets engaged to another aris, the other aris can't do that. That can't be made for that. There he holds, because something that was niru la'aris achroin, something that was niru la'aris achroin is a shreikra shust av. The shreikra shust av. What? The pshat is like this, that in the case of where, this is really arguing on Shmuel, the Oris heard something. Here is Shama Baila V'Hafala, which means the Oris heard the nether. Not only did he hear the nether, he was actually made for the nether. So now, when he dies, that nether now, when he dies, so that Hafara fell off. Now, that his half of the nether goes to the Av. Let's say they have another Kedushin that day. What will be the Halacha? In that case, according to Beis Shammai, only the Av can be made for it, not the Oros. Why not? Because we learn out the Oros Rishon from the Oros Achron from the Oros Rishon. And just like the Oros Rishon, it was a case of Nadarim that were never Niru to anyone else. Same thing with Oros Achron. So I read the inside Lashon Aram. So Shmila Nadarim is Niru La'Oros, Nesreika Shoshla'av, V'loy La'Oros Achron. Why? Mishum Nesvira Lahu. The Oros Achroin is Kerishon. It's like the first one. Kehecha the Oros Rishon Einei Mefer Ella the Darm Shleniru Shum Oros. Hachinam Oros Achroin that Kimish Niru Oros Rishon that it goes to him. It does not go to Oros Achroin. That means like this: that once a Oros hears something and he dies or he has divorced, his chelek goes to the father and does not go back to the Oros Achroin. Why not? Because you never find a Oros picking up a neder from another Oros. You only pick it up from no one, but not from the another Aris. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Because he holds that it's not Daimah to Aris Rishon. Aris Rishon got a clean slate, so Aris Achron does not pick up Nadarim that already near Aris Rishon. That's why Beis Shammai holds that the Baal is goes and Mefe Chelkei Shabal, even though they have an Aris Achron. And he also holds Omega's Gaius. Omega's Gaius is the reason why in the Reisha, the case is there in the Reisha, that there, what's the case of Reisha? Shama via v'hafala, lo'it v'ashmai v'shmei s'vaz v'achron v'vama, via baila, achron mefir n'dereha. So there's a case where the Oros, achron is the Irish, the first Oros. That's only possible if Omega's guy is. Which means, because here, remember, the first case is what? The avia was made for it. He cut it in half. So we still have a half left that you can have Yerush. What? That's only if he heard it already. If the first Aris heard it already. Remember, the first case is Shama via v'hafala, lehispik aval shmaya. But there, just to bring it out, is if he held Miklash Kalish, so then when the father makes Afara, he weakens the whole thing. It's not Yerushable. You can't inherit it. So the Aris Achen can't get it. He can't get it. That would be Shammai Silla, but which was the first time is this halacha in our Mishnah, in this Brice, I mean, this Brice says only Beis Shammai, which is two halachas. Shama via v'hafala lehispik abala shmaya chemes, and then she got engaged to someone else. The Baal Akron is Yerushit from the first Yoris. That's only if Beis Shammai was Megas guys. Case number two. Shama baila v'hafala lehispik av lishmaya chemes abal. The Av is Mefer Chelkish Abal and not the new Oris. Why? Because Beis Shammai says that the second Baal is not Yerush and Neder that was heard already by the first Aris. So that's the Shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, Nadarim Nami Shiroyu La'Aris, or Niru La'Aris, the Shreikin or Shishla'av, and not La'Aris Achron. Umegas Gaius is going back on the first case, that therefore it's possible for the second Oris to get it, because Megas Gaius. But Beis Hillel Savri, no. Avia Ubaila Achroin Mefirin Derel. In the second case, Avia and the Baila Achroin Mefirin Derel. Why he holds like Shmuel, that this is right to Shmuel from Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds even a Dorm Shnirul Oris Rishoin, Oris Achroin could take it over. So therefore, if it's an Oris Achron that day, the father doesn't do it himself. He has to do it with the Oris Achron. Because you hold even Nirul Oris Rishoin, the Oris Achron gets it. Veloy Megas Gaius, therefore in the first case, he holds that you can't be Mefer. The first case, he holds that you can't be Mefer. That's what he holds, because there it's Miklash Kolish. If it's Miklash Kolish, so it won't be, you can't be Yerushit back to him. You can't be Yerushit back to the Oris Achron. Why not? Because it's too Kolish. And therefore it's too Kolish. Now, I just want to speak out that what is Taka the Halacha when it's Niru L'Rishoin? So the Achron does not get it. El La'av. So who will have the Koyach to do the Hafara? So it's Mavui over here that the father will be able to mefer it himself, because even though, since the Oris Achron doesn't have Koyach, he'll be able to mefer it himself. Like we spoke out, in the case of Beis Shammai, that if you argue on Shmuel, basically, if you argue on Shmuel, what happens if it's Nirul Oris Rishon? We say the Oris Achron does not get it. So what is the halacha then? So no one gets it? No one gets it? Or the father gets it? So it's Mavui over here, like the Beis Shammai, the father would get it. The father would get it and be made for it himself. No, there's no, because the hafar didn't work. Not because Megas Gaius, because Lemaisa, since there's no Oris, the only time it's really a chakira, is the reason why the Baal can't be, the father can't make for himself, is because the Baal has a kayach, or because he lost half his kayach. This would be mashma that he just loses his kayach because there's a Baal in the way. But once there's no Baal here, because the Oris Achron did not get it, the father does have a kayach to make for the complete nether, even on the Oris. So bottom line is, we have here two machlekes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and this, both these halachas only stem like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. And the raya is from Beis Hillel to the din of Shmuel, that even the Dorm Shnirul Oris Rishon are go to the Oris Achron. That's how, that's pshat in this brisa, the two halves of this brisa, that both are going to Beis Shammai. Now the Ran, second pshat, which is not going to go into, Ran's first, is Ran's first pshat, all the pshat of Ran, he has a tzad to say that in the first case of the brisa, Shama Viva Hafala, Lohispa Kabbalah Shmoya, that there the second Oris could do it, even if you hold Miklash Kolish, he has a tzad, and he says the reason is because the Oris goes into the place of the first Oris. The Oris Achron goes to the place of the first Oris. It's not a Yerusha. It's just going in its place. It's like he calls it Kare the Rishon. And since it's going from Oris Laris, even though it's Iklish, he could do it. That's he has a tzad. He learns the whole Machlek of Shamsel in the second case. But again, we're not going to go into that thing. We just explained it clearly, L'chaira. Hopefully it was clear. From both cases, how it's Dafka Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel.